Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yod Chet Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, continuing on with our discussion and resuming our discussion of participation in building certain buildings and kind of structures for the pagans. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'olech li'itstadinin ulecharkom. So if somebody goes to a stadium or to a siege site, where the camp is. Urasham et hanachashim et hachabarin. Nachash is a diviner. Cheber is a certain group of, evidently Zoroastrian magi. Bukion, umukion, umulion, velulion. These are all sorts of magicians and performers of these things. Blorin, usalgorin. Harezem moshav leitzim. You are now participating in a moshav leitzim. Valeim akatuv omer in the first parak of Tehillim. Hashrei ha'ish ha'shor alach la'ach b'tzat rishayim edar chatayim lomad. Rather, you should be studying Torah. Halamadata, Shadvarim Halalum, Vinat Adam the Devitul Torah. That teaches you that engagement in these things will lead you to greater Bitul Torah, not just the time you are not studying while you're involved with this, but it'll lead to greater. Or Minhi, here's the challenge. You're allowed to go to the stadium, because at the stadium where they would have the gladiator fights, and then the loser would be killed. So if there were enough people or the proper person who was pleading for his life, sometimes they would spare him. So if there was a Jew who was in the ring, you might be able to save his life. So it's okay to go there. Ulecharkom mutar, you're allowed to go to the siege site, mnei yishuv medina, to just help as far as the living goes. Uvajlet chashev mahem, but don't be considered to be one of the soldiers who's involved in the siege. But if you're considered like one of them, or you behave with one of them, then you're not allowed to go. So, kashid stadin istadin, kashid harkom harkom. We have a challenge on both statements. So, basically, because the notion of saying, if you do this, it's moshav litzim, the implication is, it's a blanket isur. So, basically, harkom harkom lo kashid, we can answer the problem with the siege. Kan mitchashev mahen, kan mishay mitchashev mahen. If you go there and you're clearly not connected with what they're doing, you're coming there to sell things to them or whatever it may be, then it's okay, but if not, that's the problem. Eli Sadin Sadin Kasha, how do you resolve these stadia? Tanayi, the answer is Machloka Tanaim. Tanya Enochin Sadin Nesh Moshav Litzim, from Rabinatan Matim Nesh Nein Tvarim. So Tanakama says exactly what our first statement is. And Rabinatan says there's two reasons you may go. Achad Nesh Soveach Matzil, the first is what we saw in the Brayta. You could plead for the guy's life. Vechad Nesh Meid Edut Isham Lahasiya. You could also testify, if the man was killed, you could testify on behalf of the woman and allow her to remarry as you saw him die. Remember, with one aid, that would be enough, so you could even go alone. Tan Rabbanan, Enochin l'terteyaot l'kirkasaot, which really means theaters and circuses, but of course both of those were held in very different manners than what we have today. Meshem ezablin sham zibul avodat kochavim, they worship Avodah Zarah there, divrei Rab Meir. Chacham mamrim, makom shem ezablin asur neshchar avodat kochavim. In the place where they lay out the stuff for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to. Because it's a chshad, I mean, people will think you're involved. It's asur to go there if they don't do Avodah Zarah for a different reason, because it's moshav litzim. So my benayu, so since they both prohibit going in any case, what's the difference between them? If you did business there, whether you're allowed to keep the proceeds. According to Chachamim, if it's not a place of Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to keep the proceeds because it's simply Moshav Litzim. Kodar Meir, it's all of Avodah Zarah. It's also. Dear Ashra B'Shimon and Pazi, Ma'i Dichtiv, and now we're going to look at Psalm 1. Hashrei Shesholach Ratzim Dachatam Nomad Moshav Litzim Lo Yashav. That first pasuk in all of Tehillim is a little bit difficult. Chemiachar Shalom Halach. It opens up with somebody who's not walked in the way of the wicked. So, Eichan Amad, how would he end up standing? If he's a good guy who hasn't walked in the way of the wicked, how's he going to stand? And certainly, how would he ever sit with bad people? And if he hasn't sat with them, how could he be a late, a scorner, a scoffer? The idea is that it's putting in a sequential order. Don't walk there because you may stand with them. Don't stand with them, you may sit with them. And you can't sit with lates without ending up yourself being a late. And if you are a late, you end up bearing your own burden. You can't say it's their fault. Amar Balazar, kol hamit lotseti suim bayin alav. Anybody who acts like a leitz, who's a scoffer and a scorner, will end up with affliction. Shinemar v'ata altit lotetzu penyachizkum mus mosarechem. your bonds will get harder on you if you act like a leitz. So Rava turned to the students and said, Matuta ba'ina minaychud lotso, please, I'm begging you, don't act like leitzim. To late to alaychu yisurin, because I don't want afflictions to come on you. Amarav katina kolam mit lotseitz mizonota mit ma'atin. If you act like a leitz, your bounty from God is going to get less. Shemar mashach yadot lotzatzim. He's pulled his hand away from the lotzatzim. Shemar lakish kolam mit lotseitz lo fel begeinom. He ends up in Gehenim. Shemar zeid yahir leitz shmo. Oseh be'evrat zadon. So this haughty one is called a leitz, and he acts be'evrat zadon, which means with anger. Ein evra le'gehinom. Evra is an allusion to Gehinom. Shenemar, yom evra hayom mahu. In Tzfanya, that day of reckoning is a day of evra, of God's wrath. Ravashai kol amit yaher nofel be'gehinom. Now he picks up on that pasuk in Tehillim. Anybody who acts haughty ends in Gehinom. Shenemar, zeid yahir. Yahir. Haughty. Leitz shmo oseh be'evrat zadon. Ve'ein evra le'gehinom. Shnemar Yom Evra Yomahu, again playing with the word Evra as referring to the day of reckoning in Gehenim. He brings destruction to the world. Shnemar, and what's the rest of that pasuk? I hear of destruction. Amar Belazar Kashahi, Shetchilata Yisurin V'Sofo Kliya. Look how bad being a leitz is. It starts with affliction and ends with destruction. Darash Rabbi Shimon and Pazi. Ashreya, just one comment here before we go further about what leitzanut is. You have a leitzan in modern Hebrew as a clown. That's not the reference here. A leitz is seen through the eyes of Tanakh as somebody really who scorns, and every time that somebody has a positive idea or an optimistic idea, he puts it down. He's jaded, and he makes fun of things in such a way that nobody can ever move in a positive or serious direction. What's lo halach? The tartalo kirkasaot, to those theaters and circuses. Shal de kochavim, that the pagans have. Derachatayim lo amad, what's that? Zesh lo amad ba kangion. Somebody who has not gone with the hunt, who has not participated in the hunts that they would have. Hunting for animals. Moshav le tzimu yashav, shal yashav betach bulot, to sit and conspire. So maybe a guy will say, look, I'm going to be a good guy. I don't want to get involved in any of those bad things. I'm just going to go and sleep all the time. Therefore, the next pasuk says, rather, you have to be involved in Torah. In other words, you don't say that my safest way to be a good guy is to just not do anything. No, you got to engage in good stuff. There's nothing better, of course, than the study of Torah. What's that? Ze Avraham Avinu, a reference to Avraham. If you look at the Seder Olam and you look at the Seder Adorot and Sefer Bereishit, Avraham was alive at the time of the Palaga, of the Great Tower, and he didn't participate with them. Right? So Alach Batsat Rishayim. They were Rishayim. They wanted to build a city that was a tower of Avodah Zarah. Derachataim lo amad, what's that? Shelo amad b'amidat Sodom. Sodom was gorgeous at Avram's time, and they are called chataim. Shechataim ayishanamar v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chataim v'adonameyod. Umoshav litzim lo yashav, what's that? Shashav moshav anshei plishtim. He didn't hang out with the plishtim. He traveled in their land, but didn't visit with them. Neshalit sanim ayu. Havaranash shanamar v'ayi katov libam v'ayumru kirilushim shon misachek lanu. A whole different group of plishtim. Remember, there's two waves of Plishtim, and the wave of Plishtim that comes during the time we're in Egypt and is the thorn in our side during the time of the Shoftim and David's time, when they caught Shimshon, they wanted him to come out and dance for them. They were silly in that way. They were scorners. Okay, Ashrei Ha'ish, Yireat Adonai Mitzotav Chafetz Miyot. This is a different Ashrei Ha'ish. Later into Yilei Mikuf Yubet, meaning Ashrei Ish V'lo Ashrei Isha, only man. Means happy is the man who does tshuva while he's still capable, as opposed to somebody who does deathbed tshuva. Or someone who's like a man over his yetzer. It could be a woman, but who's strong and subdues his own yetzer like a hero. The rest of that pasuk, what does that mean? Meaning he desires the mitzvot, not the reward. Hananan, the famous Mishnah in Avot, who Ayah Omer, Al Tiyu Kavadim Shamshim Tarav Manat Lekabal Pras, Tiyu Kavadim Shamshim Tarav Shalom Manat Lekabal Pras. You should be like servants who are working for the master, not for the reward at the end. So back to Pasuk Bet in our Perek. The word chefetz, which means that's his desire, also means an object or wealth. A person can only study Torah in an environment or an area of study that he wants to study. So we're playing with the word chefetzo here, not that he loves Torah Hashem, but that he finds the area of Torah Hashem that he loves. So we have a story. Levi Reb Shimon Berebi, so Rebbe's son and Levi, Rebbe's Talmud, Yatvi Kamei to Rebbe, they were sitting in front of Rebbe, V'kapas Kisidra, they were reading their Prakim of Tanakh, Salik Pirka, they finished a sefer, Levi Amar, Laiti Lan Mishlei, so Levi said, let's study Mishlei now. Shem Rebbe Amar, Laiti Lan Tilim, let's study Tilim now. So they disagreed what they wanted to study next. Kafir the Levi, Aitu Tilim, so Reb Shimon Berebi somehow beat Levi, and they brought Tilim. So they started from the beginning, and they got to the pasuk that in our perek, Parish Rebbe v'Amar Adam Lomay Torah L'Makom Shli Bo Chafetz. He said, "You have to study something you like." Amar Levi Rebbe Natat Adam Reshut Lamod. So he says, "Ah, I guess I can leave because I don't enjoy studying this, and that's what you said it means." Amar Rav Avudimi Bar Chama Kol Osek BaTorah Kodesh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chafetzav. Now another way of looking at chafetzo. That anybody who studies Torah, Hashem takes care of his needs. Shenemar ki im b'torat Adonai cheftzo, meaning if he's engaged in Torah Hashem, Hashem takes care of his needs or his desires. Rav liolam yilmod adam Torah im bim makom shelibo chafet. Same idea. Shvakim b'torat Adonai cheftzo. Yamarava v'tchila nikreit al shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Look carefully at the phrase. Originally, the Torah is called Hashem's Torah. V'asof nikreit al shmo. Then it's called your Torah, the students. And then Uva Torah To Yegeomam Valaila, his Torah, the student's Torah. V'yama Rava, Leolam Yomor Adam Torah V'acharkach Yehegeh. First read the words, then think about what they mean. Don't do all sorts of speculation before you have the text down. Shneimar V'Torat Hashem, that's the text. Adam V'Torat To Yehegeh, then To Yehegeh. Now Yehegeh in Tanakh means to speak, like V'agita V'yomam Valaila. But Yehegeh in rabbinic language and modern Hebrew means to think. So that's how they're darshaning it. And then you think about the Torah. V'yamarav le'olam ligris inish. First read the text. V'yavagav d'mishkach. Even though you might forget it. Even if you don't understand all the words you're reading, read them. Get the text down. Shemar garsa nafshi l'ta'ava. Right? Garsaktiv. V'loktiv tachana. Mean chew it up. Literally, chew up what it is that I want. The idea is chew it up in a gross way as opposed to a fine way. So just get the text. Rav Arami, Ktiv al Gape, in the same parak of Mishlei, so she sits on the top above. Ktiv al Kisei, on the chair. What does that mean? Bitchila al Gape. First, it's on top, kind of far away from you, and it's study first, even though you don't understand it. Sof al Kisei, and then you'll nail it down after you read it. Ktiv Barosh Bromim, Ktiv al Ederech. Is it high in the sky, or is it on the road, the Torah? First it's high and far away from you. Then it's on the road. Drink water from your cistern. Water being Torah. And then liquid from your well. A cistern, of course, is standing water. A well is fresh water. So first you'll drink the stagnant water. In other words, the stuff that everybody's read. The text. And then it'll be flowing fresh water, which is your own chidush and your own ideas. Marava amrav schora maravuna, my dichtiv hon mehevel yim atve kovetzel yad yarbeh. You will lose a fortune because of hevel, because of nonsense, but if you collect things, you'll have lots. Imo sadam torato chavilot chavilot min ma'it. If you learn your Torah in clumps and not as a consistent thing, then you lose it. That's hevel, chaval, that's the chavilot. That's the play. Kovetz al yad, but if you keep going and keep reviewing and holding on to it, then you will gain. Rava yad yirabon al hamilta va'avriyala. He said, the students know this. The students know you have to review and review and review, and they don't do it. It's a complaint that certainly is heard from then till today. Racham Rav Yitzchak, ana avidita v'kayim biyadi. Racham Yitzchak says, I did do chazara, and it helped. I was able to remember my Torah. Amarav Shizvi Mishpain Durabalaz of Anazariah. My Dichtiv Loyachroch Remiat Sedo. That the the deceptive one will not be able to keep his tzayid. Lo yichye v'lo yarichim im tzayad ha-ramayi. So one drasha is that the deceptive hunter will not live a long life. Rav Sheshet amar, but the part that comes to us, tzayad ha-ramayi achroch, that the that he will be cut off, be hurt. Ki atov dimi amar, mashallah adam shetzad tziporin. It's like a man who hunts birds. Im shaber knafei ashal rishona, if he hunts a bird, breaks its wings, then it goes to the next word, kulami kemot be'ado. Meaning, if you study Torah, and then you really work on the first piece that you studied until you know it well and move on, then you'll have it. Mimla, but if you study something, and the minute that you think you understand it, you move to the next thing, it's like letting the bird go after you've hunted it, ein mit kemot be'ado. All right, back to our perek of Tehillim. Vayaka eitz shatul al palgimayim. It's like a tree that's transplanted next to tributaries of water. Meaning, you have to be transplanted. If you study Torah from one rabbi, you'll never see a bracha. You have to study from different teachers because they're transplanted, as it were. I want to tell you something. I'm afraid that once I tell you, you'll leave me. He repeated this lesson. So what happened? They left Rav Chista, went to his son-in-law, to Rava. Amarlahus, Rav Chista went after them and said, Hani Mili Svara, what I'm talking about is conceptualizing there. You need to have a few different teachers to get perspective. Aval Gemara, but to get the tradition, Mirava Charadif, better to get it from one rabbi, Kihechid Lo Liflu Galishni, so you don't have different versions of things. Get one version of the tradition, and then when you're more mature and more capable, then you go to other rabbeim to get different approaches and perspectives. Okay, it says Al Pal Gemaim, what is Rav Tanchuman Chalai, Lalam Yishalesh Adam Shtotav. So split waters. So you should divide your years into three. This is the same as we had in Kiddush in the first parak. Shlish B'mikra, so 1/3 is Tanakh. Shlish B'mishnah, 1/3 is received tradition. Shlish B'tamud, 1/3 is analysis. I'm reading it the way the Rambam does in Hilchot Talmud Torah. So Miyada Inish Kamachaya, you don't know how long you're going to live that you could say for 20 years this, 20 years that. So ki kamrin biyomi, we mean either, it's machlok v'ishonim, either means each day you divide into thirds, or it means days of the week. Asher piyo yitain bi'ito. It's like a tree that gives us fruit in its proper time. What does that mean? Amarava, im piyo yitain bi'ito, v'aleyu lo yivol. If you give your fruit at the proper time, then indeed your leaves will not wither. Meaning, if you do things in the proper time, then you'll be successful. Lav, ala lomed, v'al malomed, alema katuv omer, both the teacher and the student, the following says, lo cher Hashem ki kamotz. Then you're like the Rishayim, that the wind blows away the bran, the chaff. Amarav, huna amarav. Mai, dichtiv, grabim chalimai, hipila vatsum kol arugel, pasukim mishlei. We saw this in Sota. So she has killed many zetamid shelo gil or amoreh. That's a student who's not ready to teach or to rule on halacha and does. Atzumim kol harugah, she has, many have fallen because of her zetamid shelo gil or aven amoreh, who is ready to teach and doesn't teach. V'yad kama, how old do you have to be? Ad memeshtin, until you're 40. Haiva Rava Uri, Rava taught and ruled before he was 40. Hata meshavin, that's when there was nobody greater than him around, he had to do. Okay, Valeo lo yibol, again, the leaves will not wither of this tree. Amaracha bar Adam Marav, Amilam Rav Acha bar Rav bar Abba. Rav Nuna Amarav, so it comes back to Rav. Shafilu sichat chulin shatamin chacham, sichat Talmud. Even their idle chatter, as it were, of the scholars needs to be analyzed. You need to think about what they're saying. They speak very carefully. Even their leaves won't wither, not just their fruit. Shinemar, ushmartem et divrei habrita zot. Vasitem otam leman taskilu et kol asher ta'asun. Sorry, shenemar valeu lo yibol. V'chol asher yaseh atzliach. What is it? Shuvan Levi, davar ze katuv b'Torah shanu yonvim shalash paktuvim. This idea that if somebody is engaged in Torah, they'll be successful is something that is found in all three parts of Tanakh. Kol seik b'Torah chasam atzlichin lo. Katuv b'Torah dichtiv, ushvartem et divrei habrizot, vasitem otam, keep this brit, leman taskilu et kol asher ta'asun, you'll be successful. Shanoi banvim dichtiv lo imus sefer Torah zampicha ba'yidav yom alayla. Hashem is charged to Yeshua at the beginning. And Shmuel asu kalatuv bo ki az tatzliach et rachacha v'yaz tatzkil, you'll be successful. Ushlash paktuvim dichtiv in our pasukim et Torah tanu rechavtzo et Torah yom alayla v'ayah ke'et shatu apal gemayim shepriyo yitom yitom v'leyo lo yibo v'chol yishayez tatzliach. The one who studies Torah will always be successful. Machris Rabbi Alexandri, man bar yichai, so Alexandri came outside and said, who wants to live? Man bar yichai. So, Kanufatu Kuliyama Lagabe, everybody came to hear what he had to say. Amrle Havlan Chai, so give us the secret to life. So Amrlehu, he quoted the Pasuk from Tehillim, Mi Aisha Chafetz Chaim Ohev Ameim Ortov. Who wants to live? Netzol Shon Chamiraus, Fatah Chamiraus, don't speak bad. Sur Miraus Etov. So Shemi Maradam, Natsarti Lishoni Miraus, Safat, Havin Abramah. So a guy will say, I haven't said anything bad. So I don't want to get anything bad. Elech Vekar Bishina. So again, like we had before, I'll go to sleep, I won't do anything. Therefore it says, leave bad, but do good. Ain't Tov al Torah. What's Tov? Torah. Meaning, you can't just say, I'm not going to do anything. You got to study Torah. And that's how you will fulfill that idea and have a good life. Higiel Akipa, back to the Mishnah. We said, when you're building, when you get to the apse in the Merchatz, where they put the idol, you have to stop building. If you did build there, though, you're allowed to keep the proceeds. So Pshita, Misham Shevro Kochavim. Obviously, this is only an accoutrement of Avodah Zarah, and the halacha is Misham Shevro Kochavim, Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, which we'll see later in the Masachet, Einan Asurin Ad She'Avedu. They're not Asur until they're actually worshipped. So you're building this apse. It hasn't been used yet, so clearly you can keep the proceeds. You just should stop. So Miyirmiyah lo nitzuch al vorat kochavim atzma. He says, no, this is referring to actually erecting the idol. Hanech lemanav al kochavim shal Yisrael asra miyad v'shal al kochavim manjtei aved. Shapir, we have a machloket about when an avodah zarah himself becomes prohibited. If it's built by a Jew, it's asra miyad, because he violated and you're not allowed to build it. But if it's of a non-Jew, there's a machloket, whether it's asur only when it's worshipped. So in that case, shapir, because it wasn't yet worshipped, you can keep the proceeds. But according to the opinion that says it's asur immediately as soon as it's built, then how can you explain it? It's referring to getting payment for the last beat, the last hammer, not whatever the last piece, the last thing you glue in of the Avodah Zarah. When does it make it over to Kochavim? Gemar Malacha, when you finished. Gemar Malacha, when's that? Makosh Acharon, the last thing you do. That last act isn't worth a Shavar Pruta. And that's the point. Alma Kasavar, Yishnal Schirut Mitchila Vatsov. It's a machloket, we have in Kiddushin, whether Schirut, meaning working for hire, is something that really the payment is only due at the end, or every Shavar Pruta really you're owed a Shavar Pruta. So this Manda Amar holds, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, that Yishnal Schirut Mitchila Vatsov, which means every Shavar Pruta you're owed the money. So every bit of work you did until the very last piece, you're owed, and that's mutar. And the last piece is not shavapruta. You can get paid for the whole thing. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.